Indiana's Governor Mitch Daniels wants to change how his state delivers welfare to its residents, and he's looking to the private sector. It's not the first time the governor has turned to the private sector for a solution to a public problem. Earlier this year, he leased the Indiana Toll Road to a foreign firm for 75 years, using the money to plug a budget shortfall. When it comes to welfare, the governor is turning to a company with a very famous name. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Marianne Holland reports.
There's one thing most people here can agree on when they talk about the state agency that deals with Medicaid, welfare, and food stamps. There are a lot of problems. Worker caseloads average 500 clients, and there's a long track record of high error rates, fraud, and criminal wrongdoing. With the state facing millions in federal fines over the mess, Governor Mitch Daniels says drastic measures are in order.
Two-thirds of our clients say they do not like the current system. It is hard for them to deal with. It'll have many more points of access and many more hours of access.
Enter IBM and a proposed 10-year, $1.6 billion contract. Daniels says the company would handle some behind-the-scenes social service jobs and extend the business hours while allowing residents to apply for public assistance by email. Betty Bledsoe isn't so sure it will work. The Indianapolis single disabled mother attended a crowded public hearing on the contract. She says while the governor's plan looks good on paper, she's not convinced it provides better access.
First of all, trying to get on the internet and trying to find services and get to where I need to go, I get lost. But if I'm having these difficulties, wonder what happens with the people who suffer from mental health issues, depression, and we're supposed to access help and get help that way.
Bledsoe's concerns have played out in Texas, which has tried implementing an even larger effort to privatize social services. But Texas's contract with Accenture hasn't been fully implemented because of what are termed transitional problems that created a backlog of 7,000 food stamp applications. Celia Hagert, a senior policy analyst with the Center for Public Policy Priorities in Austin, says while the Indiana contract doesn't privatize as many services, there are striking similarities.
It's a little bit uncanny, a little bit creepy to read the reports of what's being decided in Indiana, because you could just replace the word Indiana with Texas and it's the same story. And I really think that it's important for Indiana to learn from from Texas's mistakes and move more slowly.
Hager says that in Texas, pink slips went out to nearly 2,000 state workers when Accenture took over. Indiana's governor says no jobs will be lost at the onset of the IBM contract, but still many state workers like Elizabeth Walker are wary. She says state governments should not be contracting out large parts of social services.
To take that part of government that deals with the most vulnerable of our community and give it to a private contractor for profit, to me, is just not right.
But Governor Daniels says a strong private sector benefits everyone.
People are defending an indefensibly terrible system, and their only reason is some vague notion that there's something wrong with making a profit.
Federal approval for Daniels' plan could come as early as next week. States across the country will watch Indiana's results closely to see if they hold promise for their own problems delivering social services. For NPR News, I'm Marianne Holland in Indianapolis.